BBC Learning English.
Welcome to Authentic Real English with me, Rob.
And me, Jia Ying.
Are you a fitness fanatic? Well, this new word might be useful to you. It's fitspiration. It's when something or someone motivates you to get fit.
That sounds interesting. 单词 fitspiration 的前半部分是 fit, 健康的。它来自名词 fitness, 健康。Rob, 那 fitspiration 的后半部分 spiration 来自哪个词呢?
Well, that comes from the word inspiration, which describes an enthusiasm to do something after seeing someone else do it. So, fitspiration relates to being inspired to get fit. It's an example of two words combined to make one. We call that a portmanteau word.
原来合成词 fitspiration 是由 fitness 的前半部分和 inspiration 鼓舞启发的后半部分 spiration 组成，意思就是想要锻炼健身的动力。比如说，我的智能手表可以告诉我跑得多快，燃烧了多少卡路里。那我可不可以说 My smartwatch gives me fitspiration?
Yes, anything that encourages you to improve your fitness.But I don't use technology. I prefer a personal trainer to tell me what to do and how to do it.
请私人健身教练 personal trainer 指导你健身。哎，效果好吗？
Yes, I completed a half marathon recently. So you could say I achieved it because of fitspiration.
Congratulations. Let's hear some examples.
Watching the Olympics on TV has given me the fitspiration to start running again. I've got a new app on my smartphone that has given me the fitspiration to eat more healthily. I found a great instructor who's given me the fitspiration to improve my swimming technique.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。刚刚我们介绍了合成词 fitspiration 的来源、含义和用法。我们用 fitspiration 来谈论一个人或事物，激起了我们想要通过锻炼身体来改善身体状况的动力。
You might see images or videos on social media that inspire you to get fit or to eat healthier. These are all examples of fitspiration.
记住 ,fitspiration 是合成词由 fitness, 健康的前半部分 ,fit, 和 inspiration, 鼓舞激励启发的后半部分 ,spiration 组成。也有人使用它的缩略形式 ,fitspo.
And it's a very informal word.
Well, all this talk of fitness has inspired me to go to the gym. See you next time.
Oh, don't forget your phone. You might need it for some fitspiration.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
BBC Learning English.